24 hours of non-stop anthems. Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. It's another week and we're coming with another awesome, amazing show. I'm probably thinking right there, Black Money, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. But I'm here with my co-host, yeah, the one and only.
Spike Oz.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You must know. If you didn't know, now you know. Hello to you if you're new. Yeah, one of our new listeners, welcome home. This is your home where you're going to get everything that's awesome. And if you're not new, yeah, you know how we do it right here. But before we even get into everything, you know, the topic itself, Black Money, and speak about what we need to speak about, which is going to blow your mind away. We're going to jump into a track, yeah? So do let us know how you're doing as well on our socials and everything. But here's a track by LMI titled International Show.
This is stupid.
My favorite show is on.
My Jesus meter on four. And my team is on that overflow. It's heavy with the young bulls. LMI, if you know, you know. Wrestling all night until the sun up. Genesis 32, check the numbers. Yeah, oh, they think they running numbers. Gotta show them that there's nobody above them. If my lady from Jacob, no Esau. Only up from here, had to get up off the seesaw. Mud in my eyes, but now I see what he saw. Hustle for the kingdom, I don't wanna hear that deep ball from me, cause I know you not. So I had to spin the block and stay clipped up. Everybody catch a holy shot. Eating from the holy crap. Spread that, give me life. Be authentic if you know you not. Don't get the latest twice. My Jesus meet up on four. And my team is on that overflow. It's heavy with the young bulls. LMI, if you know, you know. Yeah, we just some like-minded individuals. Individuals. We just some like-minded individuals. Individuals. We just some like-minded individuals. Individuals. A bunch of like-minded. But I'ma rock out. See, I ain't perfect, so I need his grace and mercy. Just don't hold me and console me when I'm feeling so unholy. Case my flesh should get the best of me. Romans 8, 28 will work out for my destiny. Won't be the death of me. My Jesus meet up on four. And my team is on that overflow. It's heavy with the young bulls. LMI, if you know, you know. Yeah, we just some like-minded individuals. Individuals. We just some like-minded. Individuals. We just some like-minded individuals. Individuals. A bunch of like-minded individuals. Individuals. And my team is on that overflow. LMI, if you know, you know.
Active FM radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Yep, hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Unless you want to say something else.
No.
Yeah, so yeah, let's dive into the topic itself. Yeah, black money. Black money. So what are we looking at when it comes to black money?
Black money. Well, from the topic itself, what I gather is that obviously focusing on blacks and how they keep money and how they make money. You know,
yeah.
Whether do they retain it or they just, you know, working mouth, hand to mouth. you know, day to day and all that. Yeah, that's what I gather from the whole thing.
I know, I had a person who was thinking, hey, black money, what are you talking about? Is it now spiritual stuff, like how you get money and, you know, all those different things. So, hey, they were surprised. Mm. And obviously, they African, so they thinking, is this some other shady, is this some other shady type of situations where you're earning money by doing funny things? So that's what they were thinking about. But yeah, we're basically looking at, you know, how do black people handle the cash that they get. Mm. So yeah, in terms of your side, what is your perspective on that?
Like, well, what firstly, do you think? firstly, I'd like to say that I think black money, that's a good topic, by the way.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. So firstly, I think blacks and money have like a love-hate relationship, you know. Mm. Like, we want the money, but the money don't want us back. Because then, how many black people are in situations whereby they don't know how to acquire money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, many of those guys, like, people just know that, okay, I'll go to school and get a job after that.
Yeah.
But then now they're in debt. They don't have good credit scores.
Yeah.
All this stuff, you see.
Mm.
So then you have to ask yourself, okay, now are you working to survive or are you actually living? Yeah. And most people, like, they don't know how to make money and make the money work for them. So it brings in more money in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, obviously, looking at the topic itself, black money and black people, you know, not knowing how to make money and stuff like that. What I did, you know, get when I was like doing research and looking at what's happening in societies and all those stuff was, it's a general problem where even the white people, the specific white people that it's okay, let me put it this way. So it's a situation where the different individuals are divided into three different identifications or labels.
And all that,
so you get your upper class, your middle class, and your lower class.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's one of the things that I saw when I was doing, you know, research. Where it's not just the black people, you know, problem. It's actually also with the white side, or Indian, you know, whatever race that you find, you know, ethnicity. So it actually, all of them get affected by this situation where when it comes to money, they don't know how to make it manage it.
But then look at this. Coming from a black person's perspective, hence we say black man.
Yeah.
Because then you think about black people, you're born, your mother, your father, they're working for somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe your mother's a domestic worker. Or let's say maybe they're working an office job. It's fine. They're like middle class. But then still, the fact is that they're working for somebody, a white-owned company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mother's going to work for this white guy for until she retires or whatever, she gets another job.
Mm.
This white guy, your mother's like running his machine and all that. And then when he dies or decides, or like his kids get old enough, they have something waiting for them. Your mother works her whole life for this guy.
Yeah.
She has nothing. She takes you to school. You go and work for another person.
Yeah.
Because then also when you're at school, you're not being taught, hey man, creating something of your own is the best way to go about changing like your own family dynamics and all that as a black person.
Mm-hmm.
So now your mother doesn't leave you anything except some small nyana debt that she accumulated along the way.
Yeah.
You know, because you had to pay off your varsity fees and all that stuff. So now, all you have is, like, debt. And you're, like, in the same circle forever and ever. Like, you find yourself doing the same thing because now you're going to work as well.
Yeah.
Do the same thing. You don't leave your kids with anything. Same thing. Hence, I'm saying, for white people, as a white person and you're broke, man, that's your fault. Trust me, it's your fault as a white person. You can't be broke and you're white because you had, like, a 10-year, like, advantage, you know? You had, like, an advantage whereby you had colonization working for you. If you're in South Africa, you had apartheid. Things were literally put in the forefront for white people.
An advantaged background.
Exactly. See, hence, previously disadvantaged, we'll say blacks, coloreds, and some Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I do agree. It's one of the things that were pointed out, you know, when it comes to your black community. Because, yeah, you, most of them, they're in a situation where it's either some of them don't even have a father within the home, or the father's in jail, which also increases, you know, that whole situation.
Working at the
of,
mines. They
yeah, you see stuff like
December,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have your families, they come from your poor, you know, your rural areas, and then they come into an urban area. Then they get situations where now rent is impacting them, where it's too high. Then you got situations where there's taxes, you know, all those different things that also do play a role in doing that. And one of the biggest thing that I think for me had an impact on, you know, your black society was education. Because there's a guy by the name of Robert Kiyosaki, and he wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And the reason why he wrote, he titled it Rich Dad, Poor Dad is because he had a rich dad, which was his friend's dad. And then he had a poor dad, which was his,
actual
obviously,
father.
Yeah, his actual father. Now, he was explaining that before he even wrote that book, what happened was he was in a situation where he was thinking, why don't we get taught about money in school?
That's
what he was thinking.
Yeah.
He was thinking, why don't we get taught about money? And then he went to his dad. Now, his poor dad, so his real father.
Yeah.
He went to his real father and asked his real father, why don't we get taught about money in school?
In school, yeah.
Because his father was involved in the school industry, you know, the education industry.
Okay.
So his father told him, the reason why you don't get taught about money is because they don't want you to know about money.
Yeah,
so they
want to
keep you poor.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. And then he's like, his father told him, you need to finish school, go get a job. Now he questioned his father and said, well, isn't the purpose of getting a job to make money? His dad's like, no, go and get a job. Then eventually his father said, yeah, it is to make money. But now the reason why you don't get taught about money in school is because they want to keep you poor. So he was like, okay, since you want to know about money, go and ask your friend's dad. And then he asked him why. His father told him because he's an employee. His real father is an employee. And an employee doesn't need to know about money.
Just
why? Because
work.
The company is going
to
sort out everything. The government is going to take care of everything. But the other guy was an entrepreneur. Now, an entrepreneur needs to know about money. Because now he has a company. He has people to pay. Needs to know how to make the money. Hence why he sent him to the friend's father, which was the rich dad. So that's literally one of the things. That's why I said I feel like education is one of the biggest problems that also, you know, contributed to people not knowing about money and everything.
I agree with what you're saying, because I was actually going to touch on that point, because I feel like it's, well, basically in the sense, it's not only a black thing, it's just that now, because school, everyone goes to school, right? So now, I question the school's, like, let's say our curriculum, you know? How is it that people are, like, the only thing that's useful at school is actually, what's this, what would I call it? Maths, mathematics. That's one of the only things that's the most important that you could use at school. You know, like that you can get from school, unlike life orientations and,
yeah,
I mean, can learn that stuff from somebody else. I don't necessarily need to be in class.
I do agree with that. Let's jump into a track, and after the track we can wrap up the topic, and then
warming up. How are we wrapping it up now?
Do the most.
Play with me, Tony, you know. I come from the east side of town, you know. Hey, let's go.
They want the money. Tell me what you owe me. Bring out the trophy.
Bring out the hoe.
You got to show me. Yeah,
let's go.
We ain't baloney.
We ain't baloney.
With all the homies.
With all the homies.
Watch out for police.
Watch out for police.
Tryna control me. Yeah,
let's go.
Hey, let's go. Free throw line. MJ flag. Let me go shine. Don't stop crying. Show me that sign. Open them blinds.
Hey,
let's go. Meet me outside. Time to go slide. Open your mind. Had to go grind. Check your tag. Matter what lady ride. I ain't stopping 'cause the game is tight. 298 is
in Shack Town, hit him with a turning glass. Then I had to lose my pride, could have had Mufasa pride. When I got my shot denied, had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach.
My BK is with the holes upgraded. On that trading block, my sins got traded. I might fade away, but I can't be faded. No Westside Sixes, make it, take it. Grace on me, got it stacked, got it packed, got it racked. Then I got racks, stacked in packs, then I got packs, racked and stacked. Just a roster player, moving like conveyor. But holding up that trophy, like see you later.
Joe and Robin pimping, they ain't winning, less we quitting. Crucifixion in my vision, I ain't asking for permission. Spirit in my engine, closer to slipping, the clipping, the gripping. I squeeze, hitting the demon, he's screaming, he flip when the weapon is present. I give you a gift, all free, no slaves. Live forever, no age. Got sin, got grace. Always win, I got faith. They always got something to say, just not in our face. Too busy, I'm grown, but I got time to grind.
Let it rat, ain't stopping cause the game attack. 298 in Shack Town, hit him with a turning glass. Then I had to lose my pride, could have had Mufasa pride. When I got my shot denied, had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach.
I remember seeing cocaine right next to my man, which is 5 years old, the TV sold. I don't know how we handle it. Cheeto bags with bullets in it, felt like it was scandalous. Used to study police like the panelists and analysts. Purples know me by my name, so don't open that trunk. Life just fell apart, just like this car, my life is junk. Bad for all humanity, my love, please come and stand with me. Keep trying to kill this vanity, I need you for my sanity. Cause what you see, I see Satan trying to come at me.
Oh no,
what that mean? Got a billion angels running things.
Christ, got that team,
undefeated for eternity.
Oh, yeah, 100 rings,
champion in case you're wondering.
Like I'm on the antonym of ambient. Blessed through shenanigans. My prayer sounds like a ramble anti those who don't know the man within. Feeling like I speak a Mandarin. Lord, use me to show them man again. I'm on edge. Gifted the Holy Spirit. Got me feeling like I'm winning. Even though I'm sending close to the list. That fake coming your one. Oh, son, like son, on cross. I give my life. Christ gave life for them wages. Different chapters mean you gotta turn pages. Testify. Make disciples. Guard your witness. Study his word. Learn what your gift is. Kingdom building is kingdom business. And we still knocking evil senses like.
Yeah. There was 1K few. Title of the track was June 98, and if you didn't enjoy that, it's definitely something wrong with you, because I did. That's why it was chosen. Yeah. So, yeah, man, let's dive back into the topic itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what do you have to put on the table, man?
Okay, since it's like the last lap, no, of everything, so let me just say this.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe also as black people, we have ourselves to blame, you know.
Yeah.
Because then, now we have like victim mentality, you know. We have this. We behave as if, you know, like the lotto. You know, lotto mentality. You play and hope for the best. So we like living. You wake up and you hope something's gonna happen in your favor. So I feel like if ever as black people we can just start innovation, bro. Look go to a hood, nah. When you're in the, let's say, you're in force law, you know, whatever caste that you live in. When you're there in town, people who own the spaza shops are not from South Africa. Most of them are Ethiopian and other. I know most people say I'm a Pakistan, but these people are from like Ethiopia, most of them, and Somalia sometimes. So now, in order, these guys, and they work amongst each other. So I'm an Ethiopian, I own a spaza shop, you have another one. Me and you, we work together, so we coexist, you understand?
Yeah.
And then I have, and then let's say one of our producers here, Shane has, he owns a wholesaler. He's an Ethiopian guy as well. See, so the money is circulating amongst these guys, you understand? But then what I feel is what we should do to undercut that market is that instead of us, like, just watching them and complaining that these guys are doing everything, since they have spazas, let a black person in the hood own the wholesaler. So these guys have to stock from you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then the money, in a way, trickles down to the black community somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It's one of the things that I also saw, like, in the USA.
Yeah.
And it's a general thing, like, in terms of worldwide, where just taking the black society, that whole community, you know, building a community and helping your fellow brothers, that thing lacks within your black society, where everyone has an individual mindset, where it's all about it's me first, you know, I wanna make it out of here before you, or, you know, do the most before you. And it's not a team thing where we get out of this situation together.
It's like the what you call the Jews, ne? So Jews, bro, even in their Bibles written that, yo, work with these people. You understand? Being poor is a sin according to Jews, Joe. So let's say you see us here. So there's like, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 there in the studio, ne?
Yeah.
We here, all five of us here, we come together. We're like, yo, okay, we want to do something, let's say. So me and you come up with a business.
Yeah.
They work with us. We add them as our subordinates. So they're working under us and all that. Yeah. But then they obviously not tied down to us forever. So let's say with the business, we start making money. Creflo's like, yo, I want to venture into this.
Yeah.
You know what we do? Support.
Yeah.
He builds his thing. Now Refense is something else. We support her as well.
Yeah.
You see, that way we're all growing. And then now they also have people in their circle, like apart from us, that they can help come up.
Yeah.
That's how the money is spread, and that's how we grow. Financially is black, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what we're lacking.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is very true. It's the same thing that Robert Kiyosaki also touched on. That whole mindset. The problem is mindset.
Yeah.
And you get every individual, they are taught to go and get a job, work hard, make a family, die.
I have a friend of mine. That is a problem.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine. It happened recently. So this guy, his mother wants to take him to school. Né? So like varsity and all that. He tried college, but bummed out. So then his mother's like, yo, okay, here's varsity. There's an opening. Let me apply for you and everything. Sharp, sharp. This happens. He applies. They're like, okay, yeah, you can come. We accept your application. Yeah. So now he's like, he started Forex. So like about a year ago, he started like trading on Forex.
Yeah.
So now he can see that, yo, I can make money outside of work. You understand?
Yeah.
I can just do this thing by myself and profit out of it.
Yeah.
So then now the dilemma comes whereby now he no longer wants to go to school, and his mother's now forcing him to go to school. Where she's like pressuring him to go to school. And he's like, nah, I'm not doing that. His mother's like, you know what? There's no way you're gonna live under my roof.
If
you're not gonna go to school.
Yeah.
Like, ah, it's fine. Hey. His mother kicks him out. They're like, okay, I'm giving you 3 days to find a place, and then you're out. Ah, okay, 3 days goes, he doesn't find a place. His mother's like, okay, I'm banishing you to Zim. That's where he's originally from. He sent him all the way back to Zim. He was there, he's back now. But he's still adamant that he's not going to go to school.
Yeah.
His thing is, yo, I know how to make money. I found a way, a gap in the system that's according to him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with this and I'm going to follow through with it. So I think that mentality, I admire it, because then he's got the heart to like, yo, I want to go with this and I'm going to follow through with it. Whether it works or not, but he has that mindset, as you're saying.
That's the mindset of an entrepreneur. Instead of an employee, because it's the difference between the two is the one works for a paycheck.
The
other one doesn't work for a paycheck, because they're finding ways to make, you know, an income and, you know, multiply it, investments, stuff like that, which most people, they actually don't think of. They don't think of investing. They don't think of starting a business, you know, stuff like that. They more thinking of, I need to work hard. Or study hard, and then, you know, get a high-paying job, stuff like that. Not thinking about the other side. So at the same time, like you also said, you know, it also affects your kids, your future generation, because now they will come and then they see you working hard.
Now they also join the same place, stuck in the same loop.
Hence why Robert Kiyosaki said it's taught, like your middle-class mentality is taught by, you know, your parents. It's passed down generation downwards, you know, stuff like that, even with your lower class. And those who do break out, they teach their kids.
And that's why, man, I feel like if ever we had, like, think about it, Joe. At our age, we're now like 20s, mid-20s, some of us. So now, at our age, none of us, in this room have been to like an auction? You've never went like just like you're not gonna buy anything, but you wanna see how you know people with money.
How people do.
And sometimes you can we don't even network because then there's a saying like your network is your net worth, right? So we don't even do that. We don't even connect ourselves with people that have a say in something. You know, it's like even at work, most people will be at work, but they don't know their boss. They just know the guy who supervises them.
You see? No, that's true. That is true. It's one of the things that also impacts people because, most people want to work, but they don't want to learn from people, you know, who have done.
Exactly.
Like, who have made it. So you see an entrepreneur, instead of, like, going to them, you know, learning from them, doing stuff, failing. Like
mentorship.
How,
many people don't actually mentorship, take up mentorship.
So most people, it goes back to that individual mindset. Because they want to make it out of their selves. Yeah. They don't want to be mentored.
Yeah, true, man. We need to invest in ourselves. Basically.
It's the same thing that Robert Kiyosaki also did. He worked for free, actually. That's what he did. His rich dad told him, if you want me to teach you about money, I'm not going to pay you. And then what he would do is, whenever he's with his rich dad would play Monopoly with him. Now he's complaining, you're not teaching me about money. Why are we playing Monopoly? And then his rich dad is telling him, I'm teaching you about money. And then besides doing that, he would be, you know, picking up cigarettes, you know, pads for free, like cleaning, stuff like that. That's literally what he was doing. And then eventually his rich dad told him, the reason why we'll play Monopoly so that you can understand that if you can like get properties, invest, build, that's how you actually generate cash.
True.
It's not about the paycheck. It's about how do you invest? What do you need to do for you to get this money to invest?
And as much as you can invest, say that you don't have the capital to invest. Innovation. Look at townships, bro. We have so many townships in SA. Of which these townships house many people in there. Say there's like many in the township. And then you think to yourself that how is it that Soweto, let's say for example, has the biggest mall being what you call Maponya Mall? That's like the only other mall. The other malls, they're just there, they're helping people, but they're not really, you know. And then you think to yourself like, there's drainage systems that aren't working. Why aren't we so innovative to find ways to? Because then the way the township was built, it was built to house a number of people because everyone was sent there. They're like, okay, this number of people, the population is controlled. We know who's going to stay there. Now there's an influx of people, even in town itself. But then we're not thinking of ways to like create or solve problems rather that we are seeing in front of us. But we're all complaining that, there's no jobs in SA. The unemployment rate. It's like we're excited by mentioning these rates whenever they go out. Like every broke person knows what the unemployment rate is.
In a way, that's true.
And they just know it because they just want to know it for conversation's sake.
Yeah. No, yeah, in a way, that is true. But, okay, so, I feel like it goes back to the government also, you know, the way they structured everything. So that you're able to control people, you want them to be dependent on you. Because, like, if you look at some of their policies and funds, you know, that's creating a mentality in people.
And think about the president is like, he's a billionaire, this guy. Ramaphosa's a billionaire.
To be honest with you, I feel like he is a billionaire.
Even if
they had to say he's not a billionaire, I still feel like he is a billionaire because there's stuff. I mean, how can you go on the property and find other cash that you didn't know about?
Yeah, but
stuff like that.
My thing is, he's a wealthy man.
Yeah.
One of the wealthiest men in our country, right?
Yeah.
But then, this guy, what has he done to share his knowledge on money? To the black community, like just to show, okay, guys, this is how we make money.
This
is how we keep money as blacks.
Yeah.
You know, what has it done? Except giving people 350.
I was going to go
controversial. Apparently, he's not a billionaire.
I will just keep him wealthy.
He's a wealthy guy.
I was going to go controversial, but let's just keep it like, keep it how it is.
He just does that. And then you ask yourself, like, okay, But that's another thing, man. As we mentioned earlier on, like, as much as we can blame the government and blame whoever, now we have the internet at our disposal, right? You can read up on these things. If you're not a reading person, there's audiobooks. Just listen.
Yeah, you see?
So then find ways to also, like, come up with things. Like, sometimes you might not be an innovative person, but then nothing's new under the sun, right? You look at what someone else has done. You take that, you consume it, and see how you can fit it into the community you're in or into your life. How are you going to make it work for yourself? You understand?
Yeah, and that's
the only way you can come up.
That's actually true, what you're saying. And I'll go back to what you said. You know, we are also to blame. We are actually also to blame, because what we should be doing is thinking of different ways, you know, where not working for a paycheck. Or, even if you're working for a paycheck, but you don't should be aiming to break out of, you know, that whole situation of just depending on the paycheck to now. The paycheck is there, but you're making this, you're making that, you're making that, you know. Paycheck is just there to... In fact, you should be in a situation where the paycheck is on the level of it being your, like...
secondary income.
Even third, you know, it's like it's 10% of what you make outside. Should be a situation like that where you even find yourself in a position where you're spending less than you know what you earn.
Yeah, that's
because that's another problem that people have. They spend more than their lifestyle.
And that's it's basically it's like a curse that black people have. You always want to show that, even if you're poor, bro, you always want to show that I have this.
I can
get this.
Yeah, but now that's a problem because it put you in situations where you broke, you own, you know, like you owing. It's another situation.
It's a huge
problem. I do agree. Plus, with the internet, you're able to get knowledge like, no one's business, on another level. Plus, the internet itself, there's like free money that's waiting for people who are willing to, you know, go get it. Stuff like that. But, it's been a lot. I don't know what else do you want to add on. Do you have anything else to add on there?
Nah, I mean, the only thing I want to say is that it's up to us. I feel like we the generation that these 2,000 kids. No? I think these guys are they're gonna be privileged. They probably also wanna be one of the best parents thing.
Yeah.
In the next coming years, like, they're gonna be the best parents, because then they have all the information now at their disposal. All the mistakes that these other guys did before them, they can literally see and see through past that. Be like, okay, I'm gonna learn not to do this. And how to keep money, because most of these kids are getting money. There's so many cheese boys now, you know. And and growing up being a cheese boy was like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself, like, you're so poor that when someone says you're a cheese boy, you feel offended. My man, you have to be proud of that. You have money. So now these boys, they're going to be able to actually pass on knowledge about money. You know? So I feel like, let me just wrap it at that. Like, I think there's a, with money-wise, I think we as black people, we might be coming up. The fact that we're even talking about this, I think we headed the right direction.
That's awesome stuff. Now with myself, the only thing that I have to say is have an entrepreneur mindset, not an employee mindset. So don't base your whole life working on a paycheck. Break out of that situation. Can still obviously loyalty and all the stuff that counts and all those things, you can still be there for the company, but you know that you have your own companies as well. The same thing that you say, you know, we start something, then people within that community decide, okay, I want to also start that. They start, but we're still connected, you know. So that type of situation. That's all from my side. Do let us know what, if we missed some stuff that you thought, we should have spoken about. Do let us know what those things are. And, make sure you put it on our socials. And, we're going to sign out. This is myself, Fearless Eagle.
Spike Austin, Toots Emunati.
Signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Hula hula.
Jacob, great I am, King of angels, Son of Man, voice of many waters, song of heaven's throne, louder than the thunder, make your glory known. Hail, hail, lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Heaven's throne.